Well, they say a week is a long time in politics, and it's certainly been a roller coaster few days in Northern Ireland politics. Having quit on Monday, former First Minister Arlene Foster was enjoying her lunch in Belfast yesterday, while the man who ousted her as leader of the DUP, Edwin Poots, faced a party revolt, and he ended up last night announcing he'll quit as leader. Besides all that, today's North-South Ministerial Council meeting has been postponed at the request of the Northern side. Our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney, joins us from Belfast this morning. Vincent, just how bad is the disarray in the DUP this morning?
Quite astounding on you. I mean, I said yesterday I've been covering politics up here for about 30 years and I've never witnessed anything quite like this. A couple of occasions yesterday we had to pinch ourselves, the journalists who were covering this, because we just couldn't believe what was unfolding. And to give you some kind of, you know, a demonstration of just how bad the situation is for Edwin Poots, when he became leader of the party, he won the vote by 19 votes to 17. So we all knew that the party was deeply divided and split. Yesterday morning, before going into the assembly to nominate his close friend Paul Given to be First Minister, assembly members met privately, along with MPs and some of the peers, members of the House of Lords, to decide whether or not he should go ahead and nominate Paul Given, because there was such outrage at the British government announcement that we'd bring in Irish language legislation. That was seen as a surrender to Sinn Féin, who demanded such a move. We understand that in that meeting, he lost the vote by 26 votes to 8. Now, that gives you some kind of a sense of the swing against Edwin Poots. And then he went into a meeting of party officers last night. There are 11 party officers in the DUP, including Edwin Poots. Now, unfortunately for him, that room was packed with people who were set against him. The other party officers included Geoffrey Donaldson, the man who he had beaten in the leadership contest by just 2 votes. Sammy Wilson and Gregory Campbell, 2 MPs who were opposed to him. It also included Diane Dodds, who he had sacked as economy minister. Peter Weir, who he had sacked as education minister. So he picked a fight in the wrong room. And we were told that yesterday there was a sense that he was going to lose that possibly by 10 votes to 1. That's the level of anger and opposition there was to him. And my understanding was yesterday he was simply given an ultimatum. He said, look, you can resign yourself, or the party officers were going to declare that they had no confidence in him. They were going to potentially go to a vote of no confidence, and they counted their numbers during the day and were told that the large number of DUP MLAs in the Assembly and the MPs would have voted against him, possibly something like that margin of 26 to 8. So what a swing in just a matter of a few weeks. He'd gone from a narrow lead to the vast majority of the elected members of the DUP saying they no longer have any confidence in his leadership. Quite astonishing.
And what about the position of the new First Minister and the fact that the North-South Ministerial Council meeting is not happening today at the request of the Northern side?
The position of Paul Given will cause a fair bit of concern in Dublin and London, because this potentially leads to more instability. My understanding is that Paul Given, even if he had wanted to go to that North-South Ministerial meeting today, my understanding is that the party officers instructed him he was not going to go, because many of them wanted to cut North-South relations as part of their campaign against the Northern Ireland Protocol, and they believe that going to that meeting today would have been political electoral suicide for them going forward. So Paul Given was not going to go. Now, the problem for the party is that they actually can't force Paul Given to stand down. He can only be removed in one of two ways. Firstly, Michelle O'Neill steps down as Deputy First Minister, and that would automatically force him out of office as well. Or secondly, Paul Given himself resigns. Now, that would once again trigger a 7-day process for the executive to get things back together again, for Sinn Féin and the DUP to agree to go back into government again. And there is a concern, certainly, among other parties in the Assembly, and a concern in Dublin and London, that Paul Given may well be put in a position where he resigns, and that triggers that 7-day countdown clock again. Now, if that happens, the new DUP leader, who is widely expected to be Geoffrey Donaldson, is likely to press the British government for some kind of concessions, in the way Sinn Féin pressed for concessions on Irish language legislation. And if those concessions aren't made, the DUP at this stage may not nominate a First Minister, and that would lead to an election. So there's a lot at stake here. All eyes are on Paul Gibbon, because the problem for him is, at the moment, he's a lame duck First Minister. The majority of his own party members yesterday voted saying it was the wrong time to nominate him. The person who nominated him, his good friend, his political ally, Edmund Poots, is stepping down as party leader. He finds himself isolated, and the problem for him is, if he continues, he could become the face of opposition for Loyalists. They could target him with all their criticism and all their blame for what's going wrong with Stormont. So yesterday he described it as the proudest moment of his life. He had a huge smile on his face, he had a spring in his step, delighted to have been made First Minister. And he's woken up this morning to a nightmare.
Northern editor Vincent Kearney, thank you for that.